This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now let's talk about what happened today in China, a surprise interest rate cut. Marketplace's Scott Tong covered China for years. He joins us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with why the Chinese central bank did this.
Well, the People's Bank of China often telegraphs their moves. So the fact that it surprised us, I think it's got a lot of our attention. China's economy has been slowing down 5 quarters in a row. You can see it in manufacturing numbers. Their sales to Europe are soft, and we know why that's the case. Borrowing is slowing down. I mean, China is not all about exports, Jeremy, but it does business with a whole lot of countries that don't look great right now. Europe, India, us. So that's what they're worried about.
Well, you say it's slowing down, but it is growing much faster than our economy. It's growing very fast. Why are they so worried there about a slowdown?
Well, you and I would take 8% any day, right?
Yeah.
China has a lot of people who are still moving from the countryside to the cities, just like in America 100 years ago. So they have to keep creating jobs for these people. A lot of new people entering the workforce. And the underlying reality in a one-party state is this tacit deal that the government will keep people's lives improving at 8% a year, and the people will stay out of the streets and keep the regime in power.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thanks a lot, Scott.
You're welcome.